So this is a physical diary I kept when I was 19, travelling in London on exchange.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of dalliances so far with an Italian gentleman, a French gentleman.
Lorenzo.
And they're kind of overlapping, Gilly.
They are, very much so. One drop you to the airport to go see the other one. Didn't even know.
I made one eat the other one's beans. It's a whole thing.
And that's not a metaphor.
No, literal beans.
No,
like
literal
a
beans. The Italian gave me this great recipe. If anyone would like the recipe for Lorenzo's cannellini beans.
I'll take it.
I'll put it on.
Don't mind a bean recipe.
I'll do a highlight.
Really?
I'll do a story today,
Thank
Gilly.
You. When are you just go, I feel like beans tonight. Never had that urge.
You never felt just like a can of cannellini beans?
Not once in my life.
This is great cannellini bean weather, trust me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is the problem. Lorenzo's bean recipe is going to go viral and then he's going to catch on from Rome and, oh gosh, we'll deal with that when it comes.
Yes.
Actually, speaking of, last week I mentioned how my husband is not exactly enamored with this segment.
Yeah.
He doesn't exactly like listening to my escapades of my youth.
Can't blame him for that.
Can't blame me. Gilly, you made a beautiful point of like, but they are part of who I am.
It's made up, the person that he loves.
Yes. But our boss, Jace, had the idea that I should read him an advance copy and get his opinion and just ease him into it.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you do it?
I recorded Angus last night trying to share this next episode I'll share with you, Hit Family. This is Gussie.
Can I just read you?
No.
I just want to run it past you. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Antoine.
No.
Fair enough.
I didn't get too much.
Fair enough.
Antoine. So, that was probably enough.
Yeah.
So bear with me. Yes, Antoine, the Frenchman. Okay, so anyway. Oh, my Jesus. Okay. Oh, sorry. Wednesday.
What's the date?
Oh, sorry. Wednesday, October 20.
Thank you.
2 days since the last one.
Yes, the year is 2010. Oh, my Jesus. Okay, but seriously, where are the cameras? Is this the Truman Show?
Oh, my God.
Am I Truman? And then I've offered some suggestions of the iteration of Jess into Truman. True Jess? Jessman? Anyway, got back to London this afternoon and fully ninja'd my way back into the accommodation to avoid Antoine. I ignored all his messages whilst I was in Rome. Like, get the hint, pal, when I don't reply to the first 50. Was thinking I could just avoid him forever because he's clearly obsessed with me, but I got to tread carefully and keep him on side. Because one message to Lorenzo from him about what we did last weekend and kabam.
Why are we off him now?
Antoine, because I'm on Lorenzo. I've just come back from Rome.
She's a Euro babe magnet.
Right.
She's
got to manage this. I thought something must have happened. How dare I presume that?
No, because remember, I left him to go to Rome.
Yeah, I remember that.
And had a wonderful
you're putting,
time.
Yeah, coins in the Trevi Fountain.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Antoine obviously was like, all right, we'll put it on pause, pick it up when you come back. But I ignored him the whole time.
Okay, right.
If he gets in touch with Lorenzo, kabam, there goes the bliss we had for the past couple of days, i.e. me and Lorenzo.
Right.
Rome was so epic. I guess except for when Renz, I don't know about that. Fully, is that what, if someone's nickname is Lorenzo, what's their nickname?
Laurie?
Yeah. Hey, Laurie. Hey, Lazar.
I guess except for when Renz fully freaked out when he caught me messaging my old Australian boyfriend. You remember I came to London with an Aussie that broke up.
Yes.
He was only checking in, and if I'm honest, I have missed him a bit.
Oh, goodness gracious.
We really haven't spoken much since we broke up. I broke up with him for you, Lorenzo. Doesn't that show where my heart really lies? Anyway, it's nighttime, and I'm on Skype with Renz, and things are getting steamy. He's telling me what he's already missing about me and my body, and he's kind of whispering because he said his housemates are home and it's really sexy. And I hear this tap on my window.
Oh, no.
I'm on the third floor. What the hell is that? I'm thinking, is it hailing? I haven't seen snow yet. Tap again. And Renz asks me why I keep looking up and out the window. Why I no pay attention to him, he asked. And I said, something is happening outside. Let me check. And I go to the window, look down to the courtyard, and there is Antoine
throwing stones at my window.
WTF, the French are love lunatics. I knew I was good, but wow, that good?
So this is while you're with the Italian guy?
I'm on Skype with the Italian bloke.
This
Antoine
French guy
is throwing stones at my window.
Jeez.
I can hear Lorenzo calling from Skype. What is it, mio tesoro? That means my treasure. Oh, I rush back to Skype and I say, I think a bird flew into my window.
Multiple times.
Lots of birds. The whole family.
And see if I can revive it. He thinks this is crazy, but I say I must try. He says something about his heart hurting and then another tap on the window. Where the hell is Antoine getting these rocks? It's all garden beds. Tan bark wouldn't be able to hit the window with such force. Did he go source rocks? Anyway, I hang up on Lorenzo and I know I'll have some damage control to do after this, but Antoine is either going to break this relationship or my window.
Oh.
I go down and he fully has a bitch fit that I ignored his messages and says he has bitch to come fit to my room because he left a ring in there last weekend. And it's his grandfather's and he needs it. I have no idea what he's talking about. There is no ring anywhere. But I tell him to come up and see for himself. He storms up and into my room and starts looking around. I'm just standing there thinking, geez, I hope I hung up on the Skype call properly. If Lorenzo sees Antoine in my room through the laptop camera, I wouldn't be surprised if he starts running to London. So whilst he's huffing and puffing, I literally watch Antoine take off this gold ring he is wearing and try to slyly put it on my dresser. He then makes a big show of, I can't find it, you lost it, blah, 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 and he tries to leave. I was like, what's this? And picked up the ring he had literally just put down. He is the worst actor of all time. He starts thanking me and trying to hug and kiss me like I saved this family heirloom. What is happening? I give him a kiss and tell him to go. I want to be with Lorenzo, please leave me alone. And he left. At least he is out of the way now.
Oh, but is he though?
I've just smooched him to try and get him out
just
of
sleep.
The room.
I'll tongue on with you, but then you can go.
I remember that so clearly. I remember him making this big fuss that I must have lost this heirloom. He always wore his grandfather's ring. He must have left it last weekend. But I watch him literally weasel it off his finger and try and put it on my dresser, like behind a photo
frame.
This
is like a single bedroom room. Yeah?
Truly, yeah. It's like, can you imagine like a student accommodation? Yeah. Exactly. I'm watching him. It's not like I was distracted by anything else. I remember that so clearly, like, this man is crazy.
Yeah, they're
French. Anyway, then he was really excited that I found the grandfather's ring.
Wow.
That he's literally just taken off. Good searching. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, at least that's done. What did I say? At least that's over now.
That's out of the way.
I'm
stressed for your situation just hearing it.
There's so much going on.
Renz is giving me grief on Skype. The Australian boyfriend's come back into the picture.
You have feelings for the Aussie guy again.
I know. Antoine's still hanging around. Antoine's in the same postcode.
And also, you're very detailed in your diary entries.
Oh, my God. I clearly wasn't doing much else. Have you heard me go to school once?